Now, something we're often asked is the value of selling on social media, and can it actually be done? And as a consequence, this is normally followed by a question around, so if that's the case, what social channels do we really need to have a presence on? So that's the subject of today's short podcast. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Well, hi there, listeners. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment, and today it's all about social, and we're going to talk about social selling. Now, as ever, you can download a recording of this podcast either from our website, superfastrecruitment.co.uk/blog, or alternatively, you can listen to it on iTunes. And as always, there will be a transcription if you prefer to read. So social selling, it's big at the moment, and many people don't think you can sell on social. And the truth is that you can, and much easier than people realise. The internet has changed significantly, and the way that we interact with people, the way that we build rapport, the way that we connect with people has changed drastically in the last few years, so much so that your social channels and how you work with them can really help when it comes to something called multi-channel marketing. So let's just think about what social channels you might be on at the moment, how it all works, which ones you should be working with, which ones you should be distributing content down. So many people have asked me about Instagram, and Instagram is great because it provides a social signal. However, at the moment, from a business to business context, when I talk to a number of people in the industry, it's great for presence. However, you're not going to sell much there currently. So what would our advice be here at Superfast? Well, we would say, obviously, you obviously will have a LinkedIn profile, but do you have a LinkedIn company page that you post to regularly? If not, then yes, you should have that. Secondly, do you need a Twitter account? Well, yes. And I think particularly in certain markets, Twitter works incredibly well. Yes, you should have a Twitter profile, and yes, you should be posting to it regularly to help with engagement and getting things going. And then the other thing is Facebook. Now, many recruiters say, well, I'm not too sure about Facebook. Is it really worth it? Well, yes, it is, because Google sees Facebook as a huge, something called a social signal. And it does actually help with your search engine rankings. So if you have things that you are posting regularly on Facebook, that can make a huge difference. And there's also something else about Facebook that's very important. And that is the fact that you can do paid, you can create paid adverts on Facebook, as you can on LinkedIn. And what is great is that you can create something known as custom audiences on Facebook and have your adverts displayed in front of your, you know, different audiences that you might have, whether that be your candidate or clients. Now, that is something that is quite relatively new, I think, for many recruiters, but it's really leverageable and something that we are suggesting all of our clients consider in the future. So just a short podcast today, and in summary, what social channel should you be on? Obviously, you need to be on LinkedIn, and you also should have a LinkedIn company page. Be on Twitter. If you want to be on Instagram, that's great, but you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the most important channel. And of course, Facebook. If you've not got a company page on Facebook, strongly suggest that you get into that and do that now. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.